VA and the Ad Council.
The Doug Steffen way, the Good Day way, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut along later on in the hour with things that are of interest from the social media side of things, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and joining us from across the pond is Uri Geller, who is here to help you with your success. It is not just a matter of idle chance. Nothing happens by chance. You make choices, not you take chances, I suppose, but you make choices. You don't wait for things. You work on them. You turn the heat up if you want to get something done. I'll never forget Uri and one of my many involvements with him on a television show someplace. I can't remember what it was, or maybe it was a stage show. When the people brought their toasters that didn't work. I mean, imagine people in line, they go into an event, and they bring their toasters with them. They bring their coffee makers with them because they don't work. And Uri says, bring all this stuff, we'll get it to work. And Rich, you remember the old, one, two, three, work. See, Uri, we're paying attention.
Afterwards?
They work.
Hey, Hi, everyone.
Hey, they work, right? When you were in Japan, you had those thousands of people in the audience when you were up on stage. You do the same stuff with them, right? You tell them bring their watches, bring the stuff that doesn't work, and we'll get it to work. You do that stuff no matter where you go, right?
Yeah, well, when you just mentioned no matter where you go, you're not going to believe it, guys, where I'm calling from and where I am right now. I'm about less than 100 kilometers from Chernobyl. I'm on a highway in the Ukraine on the way from Kiev to the airport. There is a massive snowstorm here. I'm in a people carrier in a Mercedes. And we're struggling, but the traffic is moving on the way to the airport. And we just passed a signpost saying Chernobyl, which obviously evokes memories and emotions from what happened there years and years ago, the nuclear tragedy. And I just asked my young interpreter, her name is Tatiana, whether Kiev was affected by the radioactive fall.
Oh, yeah.
Fallout, and she said, no, the wind carried it further up northern Europe, and I remember
right.
that.
Uri, ask this young lady, when I was in Kiev, it was 10 years or so ago, landing on the, I was told the opposite, that there was some effect, but it had blown away, or wasn't as bad as the press made it out to be. But what, more than anything else, and impress is the word that I think of, but it's not impress, but the marked memory of landing on that airstrip in Kiev with all of the crashed planes just pushed off of the runway onto the side.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just telling Tatiana that my presenter, Doug Steffen from the United States, who remembers when he landed here, and it was still after the war, the planes were crashed. And by the way, Doug, the age of technology is really amazing. Shippy, who, as you know, and to those who don't,
Uri's brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law,
yeah.
He just took a picture of me talking to you,
yeah.
And it's already on the way to you. And in a few moments from now,
yeah.
You will be able to present that picture of me on the phone with my BlackBerry talking to you in this car in a snowstorm on the way to the airport.
All right, so by the time we're finished in a few minutes having our conversation with you, that thing will be here and posted at gooddayshow.com and up at urigeller.com. Uri has some great things on his website. The travel. Now, why are you there, by the way? What are you doing over there other than the usual?
I had an unrelated television program in the Ukraine. It is called the Psychic Challenge, and there were 10 psychics from around the world, including Russia, the Ukraine, England, America, and they had to prove to us that they do possess psychic powers, and the tasks they were given were quite extraordinary. Some of them had to solve murders, suicides. It was just very interesting. So I was a judge on these episodes, so I flew to the Ukraine 3 times.
Did you?
And then I'm flying back in January to give the award. There is a big award giving ceremony to the winner, and this is why I came to the Ukraine. I was very excited to come here because the mother of my wife Hannah was born in Kiev. So my mother-in-law was born here in the ancient city of Kiev, and it was just tremendous to walk the streets here.
I remember also,
that's it.
If I'm not mistaken, there is a memorial to the Jews that were slaughtered along that river in Kiev. Isn't there one of the, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Don't I remember that from having been there?
The river, yeah, the river is called Napoli. Dnieper.
The Dnieper, yes.
And I actually saw, can you tell the driver to just to drive slower, just a little slower? I'm telling that, I mean, you can hardly see outside, the snow is so thick, and the driver is zooming at about 100 miles an hour.
Poor Uri.
All right, I'm waiting for this picture to get here. Hold on a second, we'll pause for a moment. Uri Geller and his travels, fascinating always to be connected to him. I love Uri. Uri is one of the people that I feel closest to in so many ways, and one of the blessings of having, been around people who are sometimes well-known. Some folks like to use the word famous, but well-known people who I find to be just the same as you and I, that they do something differently. They have notoriety for different reasons, but Uri is... He's wonderful company. But as you can tell, even in our short get-togethers, he is as he is. That's, you know, and that's the best way to find people. You learn about people, and you love to be around people who are as they are. They are the genuine, the real thing, the real McCoy, if you will. Uri Geller and Doug Steffen at 14 past on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop cleansing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Mind Motivation with Uri Geller on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri is in Ukraine in a snowstorm on his way to the airport after having been involved in a program. This is not the same program, though, not the search for the new Uri Geller. This is another kind of psychic sort of phenomenon show. You said there were candidates on the show from all over the world.
Yeah, this is a totally different format. These are psychics who are experts in reading crimes, and some of them are mediums, so they can talk to spirits on the other side. And really, the information that was presented to me and what I'd seen with my very own eyes impressed me hugely. Some of them were really incredible. I mean, they plucked names out of the ether, and the names they told us were indeed of those who passed away, and they were obviously validated by family members. It's not a live show. It's a taped show. And it was fascinating. We're driving over the tracks now. A big locomotive, a big train just passed us by. I counted at least 100 cabins. This was some type of an agricultural train moving trees and logs. And Chip is just confirming to me that both pictures have passed now. So you will be getting the pictures any moment.
All right, this is, again, here we go. Wait a minute. All right, there's one. This is very, all right, let me just open this up here. Picture of you holding the phone, yep, and you're wearing your glasses, holding your phone. I'm trying to see what's outside the window. It's a little dark, but it looks like either you're in the middle of an ocean on a ship, or you're in the middle of nowhere, and the snow is sort of crusty looking. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, middle of nowhere. You're absolutely right, because the driver took a totally different road to the airport, and it's very, very icy. But come on, you know, in the United States right now, as we speak, I think there are certain states under tremendous snow and ice, too. Are you affected in Boston?
No, it's beautiful here. The temperature's been in the 40s, near 50 degrees. Hasn't been bad at all, but there are parts. The northwestern part of the country has a lot of snow. You go across the Big Sky country, and they've had some snow already in the usual places in the Rockies where it snows early. But the back to the technology and how we communicate, this is a perfect example. I'm looking at this. I sent it to Clay. Clay, you'll put it up in our photo box at gooddayshow.com. But if we can use this communication tool to be in touch this way, Uri, why can't we use this communication tool, this sort of thing, to blend and bring people together so that we don't have all the suspicion and the upset and the fear that we do in the world? Why can't we get smart enough to use technology to bring us together?
Well, Doc, come on. You know very well that social networks are booming. I mean, the guy who created Facebook is probably one of the richest young men in the world, because so many hundreds of millions are using that network. And I'm sure that in the near future, the internet will play a very major part in, by the way, we almost slipped off the road now. We will be using the internet to, utilize and harmonize people around the world to think positive and send powerful positive messages to the world leaders, and to create world-lasting peace. But as we all hear on WikiLeaks, all the information that is being released on the certain website of all kinds of communications by, different countries.
We need to know that sort of thing. There's nothing wrong with it, in my estimation. All right, Uri, talk to you again next week. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
15%.
This just for you, Jen.
One of the great, great combinations of movies. Olivia Newton-John, the John Travolta thing, all of her grease, if you will. I thought it was interesting.
And
this last
just isn't
week.
Grease, Doug.
No, this
it's
isn't Grease.
It's Grease Lightning.
This is the Mega Mix.
Oh, this is the Megamix.
It's the Megamix, buddy.
Oh. Does this have the Chilean Minor on it?
What's that?
Chilean.
Chilean. Yeah, him too. She was on with David Letterman last week, and apparently Edison Pena, who was the guy who had the girlfriend as well as the wife.
You like that?
What?
There was a no-no word there that I had to pull down.
This song's naughty.
Well, the one thing is this.
What are you talking? Am I having a conversation myself? You're having one conversation with each other, and so the audience doesn't have a clue what we're talking about.
For that split second there, yes, you were all by yourself.
Okay, so let's...
I'm back with you in the Chilean Minor, though.
Meanwhile, back at the real Doug Steffen Good Day program with the real Doug Steffen, with the real reason that Olivia Newton-John is playing in John Travolta, who has nothing to do with his story whatsoever, but Richie decided he was going to hijack things and screw it all up. So now I have to straighten out his mess.
Can you please?
Yeah. All right, so Olivia Newton-John, can we go back to Olivia Newton-John? I'm really, having this in the background doesn't tell us anything and doesn't add to the story.
All right, so let's see what you got here.
So let's
bring
go
it on.
Back. Now, I want to hear Olivia Newton-John as I tell a story about, Olivia Newton-John.
He needs motivation, Rich.
No, I want Olivia Newton-John.
There you go.
That's the reason I asked you.
The full song.
Olivia Newton-John. All right, meanwhile, I don't even know. I'm trying to remember where I was with this. Oh, Edison Pena, the guy who had the girlfriend and the wife.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
The Chilean
guy.
Minor, or Chilean as Jennifer would like to have me pronounce it.
And everybody else.
Anyway, he was on the Late Show with David Letterman. And he ran in the New York Marathon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he was on stage with Olivia Newton-John for an edition. They sang the song from Grease together. This guy, Pena, who wants to be a singer and an entertainer, somehow got Letterman's attention, and Olivia Newton-John was interested, so she came back on the show to perform with Pena. in
That's
front.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did he pull it off? Do we know?
Well, apparently, I guess there's some video, Clay, you could probably find. He apparently has great stage presence and is a very magnetic personality. As a matter of fact, Olivia Newton-John said that being on stage with him was incredible. 10,000 fans. She went to his, apparently people were saying the same thing. Oh, what does this guy know about singing? But he was on stage in Chile's capital and sang to 10,000 people. They're 15. You see, people who get famous for one reason and then they get out of the box for some reason. Nobody wants to take him seriously. Just because this guy is a miner in a hole and that's what he does with his living doesn't mean that there aren't other things that he can do. And that's one of the things that he can do, apparently, is sing. So that was the point of me having you bring up Olivia Newton-John. And then her connection. He's a big fan of hers, and he sings Summer Nights when he's performing.
And that's a tough song. It gets kind of high.
Yeah. For a man, you mean?
Yeah.
Who sings it in the... Is Travolta, does
it? It's Travolta, yeah.
It does sing. Is that his real voice, though? That's a question. Or did he have a stand-in?
This is Olivia Newton-John in concert in Chile.
Yeah, okay, good quality,
so
Rich.
Yeah, he's not on with her there.
No, that's very good quality.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, very excellent. Peter Greenberg is here now, our travel guy, one of our travel guys, with some advice on hotels, where to find hotels that have some great history.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Many hotels are so much more than brick and mortar. They're actually embodiments of America's history. The Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida was built in 1896, and once a week, a local historian leads tours of the property. In fact, the 90-something-year-old tour guide is known as Palm Beach's two-legged historical landmark. He recounts the stories of fires that ravaged the hotel and tales of presidents, dignitaries, and movie stars who have all stayed there. The Greenbrier Hotel in West Virginia dates back to 1778. The guides who work there offer daily tours that detail the hotel's role in the Civil War and World War II. But there's even a better tour. That's of the underground Cold War bunker, which was built to shelter members of Congress in the event of nuclear war. And four times a week, guests can learn about the history of the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. Guides share stories of the 120-year-old landmark, which has hosted everyone from Charles Lindbergh to Prince Charles. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Whew. Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at avis.com. Avis, we try harder.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good day to be you, a good day to be me, a good day to be us.
Faye, how are you doing on getting those pictures that Uri said? I actually have a couple of more pictures from those of you who are just joining us and wondering what we're talking about. Uri Geller, who is one of my great friends, one of the most interesting people that I know, that any of us know, has sent me a number of pictures. He was just on with us the past 15 minutes and is in the Ukraine. A big snowstorm. He's on his way to the airport to fly out of after judging some psychic contest competition. And there are three pictures that I'm sending along here. The one, Richie, he just sent me is them stopped at the train track with the train going by and the snow swirling around. And you think about it as, you know, okay, this could happen anywhere in America. Kind of. And, it could.
Yeah, just the fact that it's around the
it's
world.
There. Right, exactly.
And he in the course of a conversation, halfway around the world, he gets that to you in the Ukraine.
Right. In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of
literally in the middle of nowhere. And it gets to me within moments. It's very, very cool. And in the meantime, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us. A lot of medical information. One of the things that I want to talk to him about is a story that appears today. Matter of fact, I was just reading, Richie, the headline. If you haven't seen it, the headline in the New York Times today, extra vitamin D and calcium are not needed.
I saw it on the news a little while ago.
According to a new report. So this month, this information comes out. That's why I have no respect for science, and I have no respect for the so-called establishment. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to put it's back to the FDA. It's back to this whole thing again. Everybody who wants control wants to have control, keep control, and it's always because of money. These guys don't want to see the vitamin D, and we'll talk to Ken about this in a few minutes, the vitamin D studies that showed in the last year or so that we all were lacking vitamin D, and it may have been one of the most important elements for our survival. Now there's this new study that says, that's all a bunch of hooey. Every time there's a scientific study that comes out and says, this is what to do, and this is how to do it, and this is why to do it. within a year, there's another study funded by somebody else who doesn't want you. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's like
thing
coffee.
Is a circus.
Remember, coffee is going to kill you, and now
right.
you should drink
now
three cups
good for
a day.
You. Right. Chocolate is going to kill you, and now it's good for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I mean, the
we're
bottom
just
line.
Getting used and played by all these people
here's the deal.
Who want to sell something.
They cannot patent vitamin D,
no.
vitamin C,
right.
any of that stuff because it's made from natural
right.
ingredients.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they have to downplay those because anybody in the world can make them
yeah.
and
right.
protect
they have no
their patents.
Yeah. And this is the kind of these are the people who want Senate Bill 510 passed. It's the same crowd. Also, Dr. Kent has news about how walking regularly may be very good in terms of keeping you, Roberta, from getting Alzheimer's.
But
mm-hmm.
Well, what about all the stories that said walking
hey,
was
what?
Bad for you last yeah. week?
Well,
what?
Bad for your knees, bad, yeah. Doing a nice job, Roberta. Roberta Fasanelli and Clay Cohut and Jennifer Horner, Rich McFadden
who are you
here.
To?
A very important story that Clay has followed. Clay, as you know, is in charge of social media and every day has a report. Yesterday at this time, I believe, was the time when you, for the first time, talked about this Lake Shore Limited run
right.
between Chicago and New York. That was yesterday, right?
Yes.
So now today there is more information. And in fact, one of our videos of the day today and our poll at gooddayshow.com focus on this information that yesterday really didn't appear anywhere except here. And because of its very nature, it hasn't really appeared any place except you guys have put it up on Facebook and Twitter, have you not? Have we had a reaction on Facebook and Twitter to this story, which
oh,
I'll explain in just a
quick.
Second.
Might've.
All right, you check that. Anyway, here's the story.
We have.
Chicago to New York, it's called the Lakeshore Limit. I've been on this train a couple of times, and it goes without crossing into Canada. It's close to the Canadian border, the tracks, and it stops at various stations around western New York, and it's a very highly used, very popular train. So the Border Patrol got on the plane, and apparently on the train, apparently they do this with some regularity. We didn't know that. I didn't know it. Did you know it? I've never been on a train. Roberta, you ever been on a train where the Border Patrol comes on?
No.
To check the train out?
No.
Anyway,
here,
so they question.
I've seen it in movies.
Yeah.
Europe. Right. In Europe they do it.
No, they don't.
Oh, actually,
yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, no, no. Yes, I have. That. Years ago. Yeah, they asked to see our passports. I think I
really?
Was going from Austria into Italy.
Mine was Austria, too, and those
but
people
I'm
were scary.
In
yeah.
general, it's I've never been. I mean, any time I've been on a train in Europe, I've never been checked. But, you know,
remember.
We all have our own experience. Anyway, the point of this story is that the Border Patrol agents, with their arms, sidearms, board the train, question passengers about their citizenship. And apparently now they are taking away non-citizens who cannot produce satisfactory immigration papers. So they ask if you're a U.S. citizen, and when the answer comes back, yes, then they move on. But here's the story of Ruth Fernandez, who is 60 years old, naturalized citizen, born in Ecuador. She was asked for her identification. She was only traveling to New York City from her sister's home in Cleveland. She made sure to carry her passport. She said agents had photographed her and taken away some other people on the train. And so this story goes on. And, Clay, if you want to pick it up there because this was your story, I don't want to necessarily hog all of the time here. The video that Clay has found that goes with this story... let's see here. It was Saturday the 27th at 10 o'clock in the morning when this was taken. So this is just this past weekend. Officer B. Snyder speaks with this couple, and then he takes them away because they can't prove that they are here in the country legally. Now, I don't have a problem with getting rid of people who ought not to be here, and I'm not sure from this... apparently, in the last couple of years, about 2,700 passengers have been arrested on this train.
Wow.
But I'm not completely sure what happened to these people when they were taken off. Are they like all the other 2,700? They got deported, and where did they... I'm looking for the name
I don't have their names either. I believe they were deported, and I believe they were Canadian.
They were not identified. That was the story. They weren't. They were just taken off of the train. Right? They were. I mean, the way the video presents itself. Here's why I think the video is important, because it sort of reminds you of the movies. Remember Schindler's List?
Yeah.
When the Nazis would get on the train, and they'd ask for papers.
Papers.
Now, lately, I've been saying this frequently. Papers, please. You know, when you're traveling, pretty soon, if things are going the way they're going, keep going the way they're going, we're going to have to produce papers that say, okay, we can travel from Boston to New York on the highway, right? Somebody's going to be at the toll booth. You pay your toll, and they go, let me see your papers. Is that beyond anybody's imagination that that could happen? Not beyond mine. So that's the video story, and so with the taking of those immigrants, our poll today, are you worried about illegals coming here from Canada? And most of us would say, yeah, because the terrorists came through Canada when in September of 2001, yep, they flew the planes into the buildings, right? They weren't Canadians, but they got through from the Canadian side into America. So are you worried about illegals coming into this country from Canada? A, yes, I don't care where illegals come from. As long as they're illegal. No, Canadians are our friends. C, of course I'm worried. Terrorists regularly enter our homeland through Canada. D, I'm actually considering illegally immigrating to Canada. Good for you.
Yeah.
So, but think about
it. Only if Dick Cheney comes along.
Yeah. Honestly, what are we worried? Is it like one size fits all? Or if you don't have your papers and you can't prove who you are, do you need to be taken off the train?
But then what do they do with them is my question.
The story doesn't make it clear. Doesn't make it clear to me anyway.
They're
taken to detention from domestic trains and buses along the northern border. This is a little publicized transportation checkpoint. And this is because the Border Patrol has doubled the number of agents it has. So where the hell are they on the southern border? What are they? Okay, so that's fine. You want to check the northern border? Where are they on the southern border? Don't you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. Are they bringing human traffickers across the Canadian border? I don't think there's any of that going on. That's sort of what one of the angles to this is, I would guess. I would think, anyway. One of the other videos we have up at DougStefan.com today, GoodDayShow.com, is the dash cam footage of David Cassidy being arrested. Remember a week or so ago, the DUI, failing his field sobriety test? Yeah, that's the other audio. I'm sorry, that's the other video. There's the audio from the train's not really good enough to air, and there's no audio for the David Cassidy thing, but it is pretty interesting. Poll today, we went through, okay, yesterday's poll results. How much do you plan to spend for Christmas? 48% of you responding to the poll at DougStefan.com. Not a lot. Times are tough. Christmas gifts are not necessities. 30% of you said just enough. I pride myself on getting great gifts while getting good deals. 12% of you said nothing. My welfare won't allow me to spend on gifting. And 10% said way too much. I love Christmas and I'm bad at budgeting.
That's me. I love it. I hate it.
Yeah, yeah, right. I was thinking that. All right, so Clay,
mm-hmm.
What are we missing? Is there something that I'm missing here from this? The story is really that this is sort of something that nobody knows about, and we are uncovering something that happens with regularity. The other thing that I'm taking away from this is that there is a lot of attention being given to the border in the north, and how come there isn't as much attention being given to the border on the south? That's another takeaway.
Exactly, and it's just a whole other angle. Not many people are talking about the Canadian immigration border.
Most illegal immigrants come through the southern border.
But the point here, Richie, is
and it's
a lot of Canadian students, or a lot of students are coming from Canada and coming to the United States to go to school. A lot of people are brought in here with children without papers. Should those people be legalized? That's a lot of what these Border Patrol agents are taking off the train. There's a detention center in Batavia, New York, which is north of Albany, if I remember correctly. Isn't it, Roberta? Where's Batavia?
Batavia.
Batavia. I know I've seen the signs along the interstate.
No idea.
It's north. I'm pretty sure it's north of Albany. But this has been going on apparently quietly since 2006. They had 2,212 agents in 2006. They now have 6,000.
Hmm.
I'm looking at Batavia right now, and it's right next to the Canadian border, right outside of Buffalo.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, problem is that Amtrak doesn't like it because it's bad for business.
We need the illegal immigration business.
Yeah, apparently. They have arrested people from 96 countries under some suspicion on this train since 2011. 96 different countries.
It's weird because this train is 100 miles outside of the Canadian border. So
the closest it comes to the Canadian border is 100 miles, yeah.
So I'm wondering what all these people or illegal immigrants are doing on this train specifically.
Well, because this is the main train from Chicago to, they have one main train a day from Chicago to New York.
So and they don't have to get on an airplane, which requires more
identification. Yeah, it's easier to get on a train, much easier to get on a train.
Sure.
So then what do we expect? Are we going to have a great deal of scrutiny now? We're going to go through this huzzarai with the save the cameras, the TSA. Is that what this is leading up to? Is that why we're talking about this? One
pat
only
downs
one.
On the train.
Yeah. 13 before the hour, Dr. Cannon, a moment on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are streaming live video at gooddayshow.com, which includes Dr. Ken, who is here to tell us the story a bit more on vitamin D and the people who want to control your lives. So we have one. You and I got into this on, we didn't argue with each other, but I asked you pointedly about the research that's done, and you being an evidence-based sort, the reason that you are evidence-based is because it covers you in case there's a problem.
Well, and also you need something to rely on, Doug.
Well, but how can you rely on any of this junk, Ken, when 1 month somebody comes out with a survey that says vitamin D is good for you, and now somebody else comes out with another survey that says vitamin D is bad? Who knows? Who's sophisticated enough to know?
Well, sometime when we have time, we need to talk about the value of research and the power of research, because not every study is a double-blinded, placebo-controlled, randomized, prospective study. And that is the highest level of research, the most accurate. And some people don't rely on that for everything they do, or they'd barely be able to do anything. But some panels do, and that's where the guidelines come out of.
All right, so then what do we want to know or believe about the study that's out today, if anything?
Well, it's not so much a study. It's a panel. It's mostly one Harvard professor's opinion based on the current research that's out, what she can say about what we can do about vitamin D and calcium at this point. And the Institute of Medicine is the most evidence-based as it comes. They only talk, give policy when it's the highest level, and they're recommending some more vitamin D and some more calcium, but not as much as you and I might think would be good, more over the weekend.
I'm sick of these people. 51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
There are lots of reasons for engaging one in this song. And the reason we play it here on Movie Moments is because it came from Meet the Parents. It was in the movie with Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller and Blythe Danner and Owen Wilson. Stiller is 45 today. His birthday is today. Puff the Magic Dragon, Peter, Paul, and Mary. In this movie, I don't know the context in which this, because I haven't seen the movie, Chucker. What's the context in which this song is played in Meet the Parents?
I don't remember, Chuck, to be honest.
Anybody remember?
No.
No.
Yeah, they were sitting there. He was sitting there with the dad, and he says that he thinks the song's referring to pot smoking.
Oh, that's right.
That's
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Are you a druggy fucker? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, meet the parents, meet the fuckers. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
All right, so that's good, Clay. Thank you for straightening that out for the rest of us. It's 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. We have a bit of trivia, movie moments, movie news, and this is a movie that we want you to listen to. A few excerpts from this movie, the audio excerpts, and you tell us what the movie is for a swell prize. And Chuck is going to bring us up to date on some important movie news. 800-510-8255, the line to call if you know this movie.
What happened between us, Phil?
Well, I just got tired of you stealing my ideas, Wilson.
I won't deny that I hate you for your brilliance. I'm petty, corrupt, and to that end, I have profited from your ideas.
Why are you here?
Oh, to be honest, I'm here this weekend to steal your fiancée and make her my wife.
All right,
ooh,
so
I know this. Ooh.
Yeah, the movie is the two main stars are very likable characters. The male lead, extraordinarily well suited for many different types of roles. The female lead is one of our, I think, one of our best character portrayers, if that's the right word. You know the movie, Chuck? Did you get it from the first clue?
I need another clue.
All right, Richie, go to it.
Truth is, we both. I might have some money because I'm selfish, crazy, or inconsiderate. I might have some money because I'm in love with Sarah.
That doesn't help.
800-510-8255. This film topped the box office during this week in 1997. Here's your final opportunity to ID the movie.
Will you please let me explain?
This
is the reason I didn't make it last night. Isn't it remarkable, Sarah?
You broke my heart so that you could stay home and make some green goo.
Sarah, it's much more than that.
All right, the green goo ought to give it away.
Yeah.
800-510. You got a chugger?
I know the actor and actress. I'm trying to think of the title of it. So I know it, though.
It's a single word. I'll give you that much.
Yep.
800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news for us right after this.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
I see Jeremy Piven is going to be in the movie Spy Kids 4. He's going to be the bad guy. Did you see that, Chucker?
Yeah, it was announced about 3 weeks ago. He's going to play the villain.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be good at that.
Yeah, he should be good at it. All right, so what do you have that's not 3 weeks old?
Well, yesterday I was somewhat surprised that Anne Hathaway and James Franco have been...
Yeah, what's that all about?
...to host this year's Oscars and have accepted that...
What do they bring to the table? What kind of...
Well, I think clearly they want to build up the ratings and skew the audience much younger. I think Anne Hathaway's a really good choice. James Franco...
But are they fun? Are these people fun?
James is kind of weird. He was on a soap opera just recently, and he does movies, and he does TV. He kind of bounces all over the place.
Yeah, he did actually General Hospital, which was...
Isn't he the guy that played in the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, he was Harry in Spider-Man. Yeah. Personally, I was hoping to go a little older, maybe a pairing of Ernest Borgnine and Mickey Rooney, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So,
well, sad reality. All right. Let's see here. Now, let me get to the person... who may be able to help us identify this movie. Annette's calling from Ohio. Hi, Annette. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi. What's the name of the movie?
Flubber.
Flubber. Robin Williams and Marcia Gay Harden, two of our great, substantial actors and actresses. Easy for you to figure this out, Annette?
Yes, it was.
All right, good. Well, it's easy for us to give you a nice prize. Hold on a minute. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Trucker. On